Hello, this is Bani and welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, August 26th and coming up in today's episode. D.K. Shivakumar's apology and appeasement to Congress after singing RSS anthem. New revelations in Greater Noida dowry death case. Tirumala Temple versus tourist spat over sacred land in Andhra Pradesh. And can Trump tariffs unite a new global economic front with Russia, China and India? In an attempt to smother the fires of controversy after he sang RSS anthem, Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister has claimed Gandhi family is his god. Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar is still battling criticism for singing the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh RSS's anthem in the Karnataka Assembly. In a fresh apology, the Congress leader has sought forgiveness for the act that is being seen as drifting from the party line and has drawn the BJP's jibe. He said, and I quote, "My intention was never to praise the RSS. In 1980, I started my journey as a congressman and studied the history of various political parties in the country. I've been tortured by the BJP and put in Tihar jail. They made me suffer in jail. If anyone is hurt, I am sorry and seek an apology." Unquote. He also vowed to remain with the Congress until his last breath. He said, and I quote, "I want to reiterate my loyalty to the Gandhi family and the Congress. I was born a congressman. I will die as a congressman. I want to send the message across the country. I am committed to the Congress. Gandhi family is my God." The Congress leader has been facing criticism over a 73-second video that showed him singing the RSS anthem, Namaste Sada Vatsale Matribhume, after the BJP took a jibe at him over his past remarks on the RSS in the Assembly last Thursday. Clarifying his stand, Mr. Shivakumar said that he is a Congress since birth for life and that he has no plans to jump to the BJP. The incident offered the BJP ammunition to target the Congress for criticizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mention of the RSS, which is the ideological parent of the BJP, in his Independence Day speech. Taunting the Congress, BJP spokesperson Pradeep Bhandari had said, "Rahul Gandhi and close aides of Gandhi Vadra family straight into the ICU coma mode now." It also caused discomfort within the Congress, with party colleagues B.K. Hani Prasad urging the Deputy Chief Minister to apologize, asserting that while there is no objection to singing the RSS anthem, it was inappropriate for him to do so as the state Congress president, the Congress MLC had said. Asked about it this morning, Mr. Shivakumar's cabinet colleague G. Parameshwara had said the party high command is watching over their leader's action and will act if necessary. Quote, "I don't want to comment. We have the high command. They're always watching what their leaders are doing, making statements or taking a stand on issues. It is for the high command to see. If they feel that this is wrong, then they will ask for an answer from Shivakumar. I think this is just a reference and it is in a different context, then they will not bother about this." Unquote, said Mr. Parameshwara. The brutal death of a 26-year-old Nikki Bhati, who was burnt alive in her matrimonial home in Noida, allegedly over dowry demands, has reopened a window into her husband's violent past. Nikki's husband, Vipin Bhati, was already named in a 2024 case of assault and exploitation filed by another woman in an episode that also involved Nikki herself. A woman had registered an FIR at Jarcha Police Station in Greater Noida in October 2024, accusing Vipin of assault and exploitation. According to sources, Vipin was then in a relationship with the complainant, despite being married to Nikki. The matter escalated when Nikki and her sister caught Vipin and the woman red-handed. In an attempt to prove his innocence, Vipin allegedly beat the woman, after which she filed an FIR against him. On August 21, Nikki was allegedly beaten, doused with a flammable substance and set on fire inside her home in Greater Noida's Sirsa village. She died en route to Delhi's Safdarjung Hospital after sustaining 70% burns. In Sirsa village, where the killing took place, neighbors described long-standing disputes within the Bhati household. Both Nikki and her sister Kanchan, who is married to Vipin's brother Rohit, ran a beauty parlor, and they were active on Instagram. They frequently posted makeover reels, which their husbands objected to. Quote, They both used to make reels related to the makeover and would share them on social media. But both Rohit and Vipin did not like it and used to object, unquote, a neighbor said. Nikki's family insists that dowry harassment was the only cause behind her death. Quote, dowry was the main reason, her father, Bikhari Singh, said. He detailed how his father had already provided a Scorpio SUV, motorcycle and gold jewelry during the wedding in 2016, but demands escalated to Rs 36 lakh in cash and a luxury car. Speaking to NDTV, Nikki's father said, they burned her alive and the entire family fled. One of my daughters was burning, the other had fainted, and they all fled. A neighbor rushed my daughter to Fortis Hospital. My elder daughter Kanchan called and told me, Papa Nikki ko jala diya. They have burnt Nikki. We reached the hospital and the doctor told us she had suffered 70% burns. She was referred to Safdarjung Hospital in Delhi. We rushed her there in an ambulance. We crossed the gates and she breathed her last. The doctors said nothing is left now. I have lost everything. I lost my daughter. What is left now? Family members say Nikki was married at 18 to Vipin, who was at that time had no income. She faced years of physical and financial abuse whenever she failed to bring money from her parents. A recent land swap between the Andhra Pradesh Tourism Department and Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanams, TDT, has triggered political tension. The opposition YSR Congress Party has strongly criticized the transfer of 20 acres of land near Alipuri, the foot of the Tirupula Hills, to a private hotel chain. The YSRCP has objected to the use of temple-associated land for commercial purposes. It questioned whether such land should be made available to businesses that may serve meat. The party described the decision as a serious violation of sanctity and demanded the immediate cancellation of allotment. It also called for restoration of what is referred to as sacred lands and asked that similar transfers made under both current and previous governments be reviewed. The ruling Telugu Desam Party, TDP, responded by defending the land swap. It said the allotment was part of a broader exchange intended to protect the temple's surroundings. The TDP pointed out that in 2021, when the YSRCP was in power, 25 acres had been allotted to the same hotel chain. That land included forest areas and had drawn criticism from religious leaders and the TDP itself at the time. According to the TDP, the earlier allotment has now been cancelled. In its place, land in the southern part of the town has been transferred, an area that already houses several private institutes. The party said that this decision ensures that the northern zone, which holds religious significance, remains under the control of the TDD. The TDD confirmed that the land near Alipuri was included in the swap. It stated that in November 2024, it resolved to retain land directly adjacent to Tirumala Hills. Following board approvals in May and July 2025, the swap was finalized. The trust said the exchange was made to preserve the sanctity and was made to and security of the temple area. The TDT had urged political parties not to politicize the matter. However, the incident has reignited debate over the handling of temple lands, drawing public and political attention across Andhra Pradesh. Chinese President Xi Jinping will gather more than 20 world leaders at a regional security forum in China next week, in a powerful show of global South solidarity in the age of Donald Trump, while also helping sanctions hit Russia pull off another diplomatic coup. Aside from Russian President Vladimir Putin, leaders from Central Asia, the Middle East, South Asia and Northeast Asia have been invited to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, to be held in the northern port of the city of Tianjin from August 31st to September 1. The summit will feature Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first visit to China in more than 7 years as two neighbors work on the further diffusing tensions roiled by deadly border clashes in 2020. PM Modi last shared the same stage with Xi and Putin at the last year's BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia, even as Western leaders turned their backs on the Russian leader amid the war in Ukraine. Russian embassy officials in New Delhi last week said Moscow hopes trilateral talks with China and India will take place soon. Quote, See, will you want to use the summit as an opportunity to showcase what a post-American-led international order begins to look like, and that all White House efforts since January to counter China, Iran, Russia, and now India have not had the intended effect, unquote, said Eric Orlander, editor-in-chief of the China Global South Project, a research agency. He added, and I quote, "Just look at how much BRICS has rattled US President Donald Trump, which is precisely what these groups are designed to do." This year's summit will be the largest since the SCO was founded in 2001, a Chinese foreign ministry official said last week, calling the bloc an important force in building a new type of international relations. The security-focused bloc, which began as a group of six Eurasian nations, has expanded to 10 permanent members and 16 dialogue and observer countries in recent years. Its remit has also enlarged from security and counterterrorism to economic and military cooperation. That's all for today. You are listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and news bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Vani, signing off.